Welcome to Style Soul Podcast, where creative style meets fashion, decor, and well-being. This is your host, Barbara Culkin. Join me at www.barbaraculkin.com, the place to style yourself and your space to success. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the 19th episode of Style Soul Podcast. And today's episode is 6 simple ways to brighten your winter mood. So before we get started, I have some super exciting news to share with you. Starting in February, I will be having monthly giveaways. You want to get in on this ASAP. Every month, one lucky winner will win a prize with my monthly drawings. Every month, I will be giving away a prize that will help you style yourself and your space to success. All you have to do is enter. It's that simple. Go to my website, www.barbaraculkin.com, and enter your name and email address. Every month, a lucky winner will be chosen, so you don't want to miss out on this. So, if you're feeling blah during these super chilly days, I'm going to share with you 6 simple ways to brighten your winter mood. Number 1, splash some bright colors into your wardrobe. Color has such a therapeutic effect on a person's well-being. It's proven that certain colors boost happiness and joy in a person's well-being. So if you love to dress in dark colors, and many of us do, over the winter, add in some bright colors, and this will definitely brighten your mood. You can wear a bright pink, red, orange, or yellow top with a dark pair of pants. Or if you find that that's too bold for you, add some bright accessories for pops of colors. Wear a chunky red or orange scarf or earrings that pop. Add some color. You will see that when you look in the mirror, you will just feel a different look for yourself. By adding colors, you will see color in your face, in your cheeks, and believe it or not, it will brighten your outlook. Number 2, add decor that you love and inspire you in your space. I will admit to you, I am no snow bunny. I'm a total beach gal, and I admit that I am counting the days to spring and summer. I'd love to be on a tropical island right now, but since I'm not at this moment, I improvise, and instead I bring the beach to me. I have seashell and beach decor in my house because it reminds me of the beach and summer, and this makes me happy. So it can be below 0 outside like it is today, and I just feel happy being surrounded by this in my space. It brightens up my mood. So I suggest to you to surround yourself with things that you love and that inspire you. You will see that you will just feel better. You'll feel in a better mood on a daily basis. Number 3. So if you're at work, also surround yourself with some inspiration that you love at the workplace. So for example, I purchased a 2014 calendar of tropical beaches and islands for my office. And looking at this while I'm working inspires me and it delights me. I also have a screensaver and a mouse pad of beach scenes. You can obviously tell I love the beach. So put symbols of what makes you happy on your desk or in your cubicle. By simply adding this element, you will see how your mood is instantly shifted by looking at this during your day. Number 4, very important, add extra light, especially in your home and in your workplace. So if you can, at your workplace, get an extra desk lamp with a higher wattage bulb, you will see what a difference this makes. You know, not every workplace allows you to do this, but if you do, if you can, try to get a small desk lamp and get an extra, just a notch extra of extra wattage for it, and you will see what a difference this will make for you while you're working and how much more energy you will have. So even for your home, get extra lamps. Buy extra floor lamps. Again, light bulbs with a higher wattage. And this is especially important to get extra light because a lot of us feel light deprived in the winter and we start to feel a little funky. So if you will see that if you get some extra lamps and make some extra light for yourself in your space, both at home and at work, you will see that your outlook and your mood will instantly shift. I guarantee it. Number 5. As simple and easy as this sounds, this random act of kindness goes a long way. Smile and laugh a lot. People appreciate a genuine smile. You know, smile at your friends, your coworkers, loved ones. Look at the person that you're buying your coffee from in the morning and give them a smile. You will feel the joy and enthusiasm. It will be contagious. Believe it or not, more people will smile back at you. You know, do things that you love. Just hearing my kids giggle and my husband and I laughing, it just brightens up my mood like you wouldn't believe. You know, watch shows and movies that just crack you up. You'll instantly feel your mood just brighten, and this will raise your spirits. Number 6, very important. Treat yourself. Do something special for yourself on a daily basis. You know, we're so busy taking care of others and catching deadlines and running here and there, and you feel so burnt out at the end of the day. So treat yourself to your favorite things. Remember, you are the most important you there is. So shower yourself with love. You know, get a massage, get a manicure, watch a funny show. It doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to do something expensive every day. You know, you could do a nice dinner at home and light a candle. Or, you know, treat yourself to your favorite cup of coffee, or, you know, take a bubble bath. Buy yourself a treat. You know, treat yourself. You deserve it. And also, you know, many times we're so hard on ourselves, and it seems like it's so much easier to do this than to be nice to ourselves. Instead of criticizing yourself or, you know, complaining to yourself, compliment yourself. You know, tell yourself you did a great job at this, or, you know, when you're looking in the mirror and you have a new outfit, say, wow, you look great. You look hot in that outfit. You know, be kind to yourself. This is so important. And you will just see how you will just light up. You will light up a room when you walk into it, and people will notice this. So also, I just wanted to tell you to check out my resources below, and I give you some suggestions on where you can get some of this cool stuff. So check it out. And again, I wanted to remind you, sign up at www.barbaraculkin.com to enter your name in the monthly contest. How fun! Good luck, and I'll talk to you next time. If you enjoyed this episode of Style Soul Podcast, like it and share it with your friends. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode and share your comments at www.barbaraculkin.com and get the Style Scoop by signing up. Feel fabulous, look stylish, and live beautifully. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time on Style Soul Podcast.